This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm honestly not worried about it. I'm just focused on this Sunday. If you probably asked me last year, I probably would honestly tell you that it would be something that would bother me or get to me. But I've grown closer in faith to God, honestly, and I know that He's in control, man. And everything that's going to happen is going to be written. It's already done. All I got to do is go out there and just continue to work day by day and put my best foot forward. And so I'm not really worried about, you know, what happens. I'm just worried about finding a way to get a win on Sunday and stop a high-powered offense with L.A. coming in.
I said it once, I'm going to say it again. I love when people are bold enough to talk about their faith. I love that. It's great. I think that's one of the great things I love about so many of those young men in the Orioles clubhouse. They're not afraid to talk about it. I love that. However, if what's going to happen has already been written, then what are you going to practice for?
That's a fair point.
What are we doing?
Why do you have coaches?
Yeah, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
If it's already been written, like, I mean, why do we effort anything? Let's just sit back and let it happen.
I go a little further. I get offended, and I do, when people invoke religion into these games. Mm-hmm. Not that I don't respect people who are religious. Not that I don't have my own beliefs. But when they say things like, God's with us today, and God's on... Oh, so he hates the other guys. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're saying?
No,
he hates them.
We're actually saying the same things. I love when they talk about their faith.
Yeah. Oh.
But don't tell me it's written.
Yeah.
The next thing is written. No, we're saying the same things.
It drives me crazy.
I love when they're bold enough to talk about their faith. I love that. But that has nothing to do with your game preparation. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? This is not mm-hmm. the literal Catholics versus the convicts here. Mm-hmm. It's not literal. This is a football game when you're the defensive coordinator and your side of the ball sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell me about
real other way to put it, actually.
Tell me about that.
Yeah.
What is your game plan? Well, Rob, the defense stinks right now because it was written in August for us to stink. No, man. No. What are we doing to move forward? How does the defense suck less against the Rams Sunday? That's what I want to know. So when you throw those comments, those are smoke screens. You don't have an answer. That's what you're telling me. You don't have an answer. Give me a football answer.
Yeah. Well, I you know, it gets to the point too where some things you can't question with people. I love the fact, again, I'm not a religious person. I don't have faith the way that other people do, and hats off to you if it's driving you in the right direction. But I do feel like more times than not, there are people that try to use that as a cop out to where it's like, well, this happened. I got everything. I'm trusting everything that's going on. Whenever things go wrong and whenever things go right, it's because I'm getting my praise. And what you were saying, Ed, like, oh, he just wanted me to win. It's like, he's not betting on either side of the game.
I hope not.
If he is, I'd like to know, but I don't, hearing his comments about this, and I guess he's got to stay positive. You got to convince yourself something. You got to start somewhere when your defense has looked this bad, and you're basically sitting on your hot seat wondering after Sunday, do you still have a job?
You know the best way he can get secure his job? Coach his team up and get some stops on Sunday and give us something to look forward to when Lamar gets back against after the bye against the Bears. That's what he needs. That's what he needs to do. He's not that guy, man. I didn't like the hiring when it first happened. I was hoping that I was wrong. I would love to see that young man get an opportunity and hit a home run with it. I was hoping I was wrong. My opinion didn't reflect my rooting interests.
Right. Yeah.
I was rooting for him, just didn't think that was the mm-hmm. deal. And he has been kind of what I was fearing the most. A man that's not ready for, I don't think he's ready for this job, Ed.
Mm-hmm.
I think he needs to step back a little bit, maybe even find a DC job at college somewhere and work his way up. I think he has the ability. He's just not ready for this gig. Yeah,
it's a big sample size now. Now it's two seasons. I mean, they came around the second half of last season, got better. Now they're bad again. So it doesn't look good. And again, this is one of those things where people, oh, you're so negative. Not being negative. This is just, it's what we all see. We're all seeing the same thing. Yeah. You're watching the same games. Yeah. I mean, this is a defense that can't stop anybody. And that's every pundit in the country says this now. Everybody. And if you want to be a stat guy, go look at their sheet. They're terrible. They're just statistically terrible.
So, if they collapse again, is he gone during the bye?
I think yes, without a doubt.
Yeah, I do too.
I mean, I think he would have been gone already if it wasn't, like, let's say the bye was seven weeks
December
away.
Or something. Yeah,
I think he'd be gone already. Yeah. I think it's just biding time to bring a guy in, and it's are you going to bring somebody in, or are you promoting with him?
I can't bring anybody in unless I bring somebody who already had
it. So then Chuck Pagano's going to be the guy taking over if he wants to do it?
I don't think Pagano. You think Pagano wants to do that?
I mean, maybe for the rest of the year if he's going to be here. I don't know.
Why not?
I don't know who else you're going to grab and say, hey, now you're our new defensive coordinator. Maybe they don't. Maybe they just ride it out and say, this is what we are. But I find it hard to believe if they wet the bed this weekend and get destroyed. Let's say they play well and still lose by double digits. I still think you got to make some sort of change.
So they play offensively play well or defensively play well?
Defensively.
They defensively play well.
I mean, if they
well.
Beat them 35-33, I think people are going to be happy, but I'm still going to be looking at the defense going, the hell was that? I don't imagine them scoring 35, though.
Ravens?
Yeah.
Yeah, that part does, it's a reach. Daily Line with Jeremy Kahn at 9:30, but on the other side, Al Gott. WJZ-TV's own Rick Ritter joins us on...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Fan.
All right, two tickets to see Bachman Turner. Oh, no, sorry. We're going to wait two tickets to see MGK. That's Machine Gun Kelly and Wiz Khalifa on June 3rd, 2026 at Jiffy Lube Live, courtesy of Live Nation. Caller number 5-410-583-1057.
Eagles lose last night, and I didn't know whether or not our buddy was gonna post, but he's a pro. He fights through all the pain. Joining us courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline from WJZ TV, Rick Ritter. What's up, Rick?
Man, I heard the song, and I'm immediately thinking, nobody in Philly took care of business last night. Why are they playing this song right now?
A Star is Born, man. That Jackson Dart, along with Cam Scatabo, they've got themselves something going on up there in New Jersey.
Yeah, look, they play reckless and loose. You got to love it, man. The young crew they have up there, it seems like finally the Giants have hit on a couple of draft picks. Scataboo, I don't care who your team is or what, how you cannot enjoy just watching that guy play from a football standpoint. If you don't, there's something wrong with you. And Jackson is just free. I mean, look, Russell, getting him out of there and bringing Jackson in, it changes the whole dynamic of the offense.
Yeah, you got a personality.
You got personality, and yeah. I think that's what that team wanted. And look at what they're doing and the way that they're moving the ball. And Malik Nabers isn't even on the field. So they got something special brewing in New York. And you know what? Good for them, and hats off to them, because Philly all around is a mess right now.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Is Jackson unlimited? Because that's what I don't know yet. It's only two games.
No, we do know Russell Wilson is very limited.
Yeah, I love that he came in for one pass, and Brian Daboll turns around and starts yelling at the doctors, heal him quicker! I'm tired of watching
Daboll went in that medical tent, and he said, let me tell you, if you don't get this dude back on the field.
No, you guys are joking. Yeah. Scatterball went into the tent. No, I'm serious.
I didn't see Scatterball went. I saw Daboll was over there.
Cam Scatterball went into the tent. Minutes later, Jackson Dart comes out of the tent. That legitimately happened.
You know what? That tells you all you need to know about Russell Wilson right there.
Well, Rick, we got to talk about this sooner or later. Rams coming to town. 7.5-point favorites in our house. We have the second worst pass defense in the NFL. They've got the best receiver statistically in the NFL. I believe you were a receiver in college, weren't you? What do you think about this?
I mean, I said it before the season. I think we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. The Rams very well may have the best 1-2 punch in the league, especially with Cincinnati, you know, lacking a quarterback right now. The only thing that I'm just going to be upfront and honest about this. The only thing that the Ravens can hope on Sunday is that this weather plays a factor and it slows both teams down and it's more of an even playing field. They just don't have the horses to run with this team right now. To me, especially after watching last night with the Eagles and the Giants, I think the Rams are the best team in the NFC. I really do. They should be 5-0 right now. They lost two games on last plays this season. They easily and should have beat the Eagles last season in the snow to advance. They're just stacked all around. From an offensive standpoint, Stafford is still playing lights out. He's not as mobile as he used to be, but if you give him time, he's going to pick you apart with Devontae and Puka. And the Ravens secondary is absolutely going to have their hands full. And it's what they do from an offensive standpoint with Sean McVay and the way they are so creative. You know, you look at the Eagles and they're trying to find ways to get A.J. Brown the ball. You look at the Rams, what do they do with their number one receivers? Instead of leaving them on the outside, they're bringing these guys in motion. They're having them run out of the slot. They're getting them a head start on their route. They're giving them room to operate where you can go outside, you can go inside. It's harder for a defender you don't know. And they do it as well as anybody. And then they can run the ball, too. I mean, Kyren Williams is one of the best running backs in football. And from a defensive standpoint, they are so young and they're so fast and they fly around. It's just it's a nightmare matchup for the Ravens right now with what they're dealing with before they head into the bye.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to bring up Kyren Williams. Like, I'm glad you talked about him because all the talk about Puka, it leaves you to go, okay, well, what about Davante Adams? And like, oh yeah, you got both those guys. But then you think about Kyren Williams, who's an all-purpose back. He reminds me a little bit of Edgerrin James with all that he does in the offense.
Look at that comparison.
What are your thoughts on just how to slow down that three-headed monster that you have? Because if you pick your poison, the other two can clearly beat you.
Justin Madubuike coming back this week.
Negative, Ghost Rider.
Down that. Yeah, it's like I said 2 weeks ago, you don't replace Pro Bowl interior linemen in week five, week six. It just doesn't happen, and that's been a huge loss for this team. How do you try to slow them down? I mean, and dude's got to win. I mean, we can sit here and we can complain about Zach Orr and the way that the offensive scheme is and what are you doing, but at the end of the day, you know, we had Isaiah Likely on the show this week, and it sounds cliche in a way, but it's true. Guys got to do their 111. You got to do your job. Worry about what your job is on the field. Try and win your one-on-one matchup. And if you do that, it's going to open things up for everybody. But for me, I mean, I'm bringing pressure down in and down out. I'm trying to make things rough for Stafford. I'm trying to stack that box and just get after him. Because if they get that run game going, as you guys have seen it, and Kyren runs hard, he does. Not only that, he can catch out of the backfield too. So really, he's a matchup nightmare from that standpoint. If you're swinging him out or you're putting him in the slot to run routes, the kid ran a ton of routes at Notre Dame. I'm bringing pressure the entire time. I'm not letting Stafford get comfortable. And, you know, maybe you see something from this pass rush, but right now I'm not holding my breath, that's for sure.
All right, give me a winner and a score.
I hope the weather plays a factor because it's going to even things out. But if it doesn't, I'm going Rams 27. I'm going Ravens 10. I just don't think they have the horses with this one. It's tough. But maybe on the offensive side, you still got those playmakers there. If you can find a way to get them the ball, maybe they keep it close.
Hey, if you have them losing 27-10 without the weather being a factor, what are you doing? A biblical rainstorm or something?
Yeah. Oh, listen. I think the weather's going to play a factor. That's why I'm only going 27 for the Rams. But okay. I'm saying if it is like full blown monsoon, you're going to get low scoring game, which we're going to see with the weather today. The system's going to be nasty on Sunday. But you might get something like 13-10, and maybe it's more even keel. If it was a beautiful sunshine day, I think the Rams would put up 40 points.
Ooh, what you got going on coming up?
Purple pregame show tomorrow, Sunday, 11:30 WJZ. I always have your news for you, 5, 7, and 11. We'll be up there tonight. And then we'll run back another Purple Playbook with Isaiah Likely at Jimmy's Famous Seafood in a couple of weeks. And hopefully this team's going to be winning more games then. I do think that they're going to be all right after the bye. I think that this team's going to come back around. So it's not all doom and gloom, Ravens fans. You guys will be okay in the end.
Well, if the Ravens need the rain to slow things down, I hope it doesn't start raining at about 12:30 because I don't want it to mess up my tailgate.
You do realize this is like a nor'easter. This isn't just rain.
I don't want it to mess up my tailgate.
No, listen, Rob will find cover. That cigar will be in his mouth. He does not care. We'll be good.
What's in his mouth?
It's going to be bad, though.
Thanks a lot, my man. Have a good weekend.
Guys, have a great weekend, everybody. You, appreciate you, as always.
You know what's funny is, like, it's interesting how people look at games, and I'm not saying that, like, Rick talked about the Rams and how they could be undefeated. It's kind of how we talk about the Bucks. I could look at the Bucks and say, well, they could be just defeated, you know? Like, they've played so many close games. The Rams came back on Tennessee. They beat Houston by a handful of points, right? It was a low-scoring game. You know, the Eagles game, they should have won, but they blew that one. I just think that there's... The wins are really what help you. And when you look at an offensive juggernaut as opposed to a defensive juggernaut, I think we look at them differently. Mm-hmm. But there's, I mean, look, I don't know that there's a better three together than Puka, Devontae, and Kyren Williams. I mean, that's just, they're really, really good.
Yeah, I'm watching this play right now for the first time from the other angle, Jeremy. Yeah. You're right.
Did you see Chris Jones?
Oh, my gosh.
He deleted his social media.
Oh, my God. He stood, and he gave it a little head fake like he was going at him. Yeah. I never saw it from that angle.
Yeah.
He owned up to it yesterday and said, he just didn't try. Well, then in his press conference, he's like, yeah, I just didn't.
Good for him owning up to what we're seeing.
Yeah. So, Captain Obvious, when did you get named captain of this team?
Man, I never saw it from that angle. That's embarrassing.
Embarrassing.
Yeah. How do you say anything of leadership for the rest of the year, Ed?
Well, it's done. There's nothing you can't, you know, undo what the past is. You just got to own up to it and move on. And that's all you can do.
He's one of the big reasons why I like like Kansas City on Sunday. Yeah. And the other part of it, too, is you got to wait till Sunday to see what's going on. They're going to be banged up regardless. I know we don't like Kansas City's wide receivers as much. They're better with Xavier Worthy, and he didn't practice yesterday. When you look at this team, Detroit's starting corners are banged up.
Yeah. And the only thing I want to say before we break is you mentioned the rain not being a factor. If it's a light rain, favors the out. This is supposed to be heavy winds and heavy rain.
That changes everything.
Yeah, that affects both sides and takes away the Rams' advantage here, I believe.
It makes the game a little bit more even.
Yes.
Joe LaCroix's Encore at 9:45, but Jeremy Kahn's Daily Line.
Yeah, we're going to... What are we going to do? We're going to get to a bunch of games because there's only five games today. So I'll talk about Saturday and Sunday.
No NHL?
No NHL today, which was kind of weird. We do have WNBA Game 4, which Ed and I are going to a watch party.
Cannot wait.
Yeah. No, I would go to a watch party for it. It's going to be fun. But it's a 3-0 series lead. So, but I got the plays for the day. There is a baseball game where the total is 5.5. What should you do? I will tell you what to do, what I like. I swept baseball yesterday. Didn't do well in my props, but... got a handful of games for you, a bunch of Saturday games, and a few Sunday games I'll throw out as well. That's coming up next.
The stretch by the right-hander Peralta. The pitch. A swing and a drive. Deep right field. It's got a chance. Gone. Three-run homer, Ian Happ. Cubs lead 3-0.
Once again, the first inning for the Cubs strikes. Ian gets a pitch up and in his wheelhouse, and he hammers this ball. Line drive rocket to the bleachers in right, and you can't get much louder here at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, that's, Joe, I just lost it. It's courtesy of ESPN, Cubs Radio Network. He literally just told me, my brain is trash, by the way. Remembering things, oof. But yeah, it was interesting because that was the late game last night, as we talked about. The Phillies played early because the Eagles were playing on Sunday or Thursday night football. And it gave Philadelphia fans a chance to be disappointed twice. That being said, I hit both games last night. Had the under in the Dodgers game. I got worried. I forgot about the no ghost runner on second base because when it happened, Rob, when they went to extra innings, I went, oh, you got to be kidding me. And then they came out and I went, oh, that's right. Yes. And then I watched the end of that game and I watched the first inning of the Cubs game. And I said, you know what? Going back and forth between football, I stuck with football a little bit more than baseball because I was pissed off that they scored 3 runs in the first when I have the under, and the under was 6.5 or 7.5, excuse me, because it wasn't a great pitching matchup yesterday. And then, the game decides to go under. I wake up to it. It's a nice, pleasant thing to wake up to is like you thought you lost the game. You wake up and found out you won as it was 6-0. And I do think the Cubs are going to win tomorrow. I like them tomorrow. It's virtually a pick 'em game. They haven't announced the starting pitchers yet. And they might say, well, how do you like them? I'm just looking at the way that the money's coming in. They already have a line out there, so they have an idea of what they're going to do. What is it? To the Cubs. Brewers are favored by 130. 7.5 is the total tomorrow. That's in a dome, so no weather impact. Lots of football this weekend, and I want to tell you Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And speaking of the NFL, let me start there. I'm going to work backwards and we'll finish with Friday games. In the NFL, I've talked about this. I think the Chiefs are one of the better plays. I think Atlanta is a live dog on Monday night. Don't forget we have a doubleheader on Monday night. We also have, where are they playing in Europe this time? Is it Germany?
Is it Germany?
Is it Germany or is it still London? I don't know. I don't care.
I don't care either.
But I'm just saying, you have an early game on Sunday, so you've got sports all throughout the day. You can get up early and watch that.
It is London.
England. Hotspur.
Okay.
Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
All right. Well, here, let me throw out a couple games that I like this weekend. There are two overs that I think really stand out. I like San Francisco over the total as they're taking on Tampa Bay. And I like the Saints over. The Saints over is one of my favorite plays of the weekend, and I almost made it my luck.
ESPN scores now, man. They don't put any of that anymore.
They did. Are they putting gambling stuff up now?
They put nothing. No point spread, no nothing.
You know what this feels like? It feels like when MTV had no music. You know, we're doing all this stuff. They're changing everything where they talk about the same thing or they get more into everyday stuff that just not around sports.
CBS Sports has it now. You got to go to death.
The same damn stories over and over and over. Over and over and over. I do like Carolina this weekend. We talked about them, and I think the Steelers are in a great spot.
Carolina cover, or you like Carolina to win?
Both. So if they win, they cover. They're an underdog. I've talked about this. Dallas is on back-to-back road games, and I'm not going to sit here and crown them for beating the Jets. They did what they're supposed to. Carolina's been playing much better football if you haven't watched
them. I'm on a heater. I'm almost afraid to bet this weekend on FanDuel because I'm on a heater right now.
Tell us about it.
Oh, man. I won 4 consecutive weeks.
There you go.
On my parlay, my three-leg parlays. I'm on a 4-week win streak. I'm afraid.
You hit 3-leg parlays 4 weeks in a row?
Yeah.
I know. You sent me the one you hit the other week.
With the college?
Yeah.
That could be because that one was all underdogs. Mm-hmm. I went all dogs on that one, and I hit pretty good.
And they were barking that day. All right. So, yeah, just a couple of games that I think the Dolphins are interesting on Sunday. I know you guys like the Chargers. I love them getting the points at home, especially with the Chargers are so banged up. And that's a 1 o'clock game. Same thing that we talked about coming all the way east. I do think I'm going to bet on the Ravens and be sick with it because it just doesn't. I know it doesn't make any sense at all. I can't give you a justifiable reason. And I can't tell other people to bet on them right now with how things have gone. But I will be. All right, so on Saturday in college football, I think Arkansas-Tennessee might be the highest scoring game of the weekend.
Well, yeah.
I think LSU and South Carolina is going to be a snore fest, that it goes under the total. Two good defenses that show out in this game. It's a very low total, too.
Put them to sleep, Gamecocks. Put them to sleep. Rock them to sleep.
I like Missouri. I like Texas in the Red River Shootout. And I like Oregon quite a bit. Now, on to today. So what do we have? We have college football. We have the WNBA. I'll tell you, in the WNBA, I think the under is a good play. I always say this in elimination games.
Sweep.
Yeah, it always slows down. They're still only favored by 2.5. Sweep. So does Phoenix want to go Cancun on 3, or do they want to try and then lose in Vegas?
It don't matter. They got this little left-handed, big left-handed post player for Vegas that can't be stopped.
Yes. You know,
Asia is unbelievable,
that's,
man.
That's why, like, again, I love Caitlin Clark, and when everybody was talking about she's the best player in the league. No, she's the most popular.
Yeah, she's not the best player in the league.
Asia's the best player in the league.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's that close.
I think Paige Becker is better than Caitlin.
I think she's going to be, but it's tough sell until you see it more.
That girl's going to be something.
And the sad news, too, is just staying with this, Juju might be out the rest of this year, too.
Yeah, I hope she is. I want to sit out and go in the draft.
Yeah. All right, well, here. So with that being said, I do like the under there. College football, I think the under looks good in the Colorado State game. I think we see points in Washington and South Florida. I'm surprised, a little bit surprised, that they're an underdog. It's a really good team that kind of got their comeuppance from Miami. We were all, like, high on them. Remember, South Florida, they knocked off Boise State. They beat Florida. And then we went, oh, Florida stinks. Yeah. Now Florida's playing better. So I do think South Florida is the better team in that matchup. And I'm going to do it. It's going to be a full send. Detroit at Seattle. I'm going under 5.5. I feel like both of these guys are going to go out pitching and shove it. You got George Kirby, who, again, if somebody's going to be gotten today, I think it would be him.
Mm-hmm.
I know that doesn't even, it's probably not even proper English, right? He got gotten?
He got got.
Yeah, George Kirby's, he can be great at times. He's a great pitcher. What I'm saying is, I've seen incidents where he's had base runners, and I think that makes Seattle force the issue and maybe take him out of the game if that happens. I think he and Tarik are just going to mow him down, and then the bullpens are going to decide it.
I think it is going to be a pitching clinic. I think it is going to be, if you like pitching, tonight is the game to watch. It is going to be a clinic, Jeremy Cobb.
The money is telling me that the Tigers aren't the bet tonight, that it's Seattle at home.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a hard pill to swallow when you're saying you're going to beat Tarik Skubal twice in the same series.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that.
Well, I think so.
That's why I'm staying with the total.
If I could bet on baseball, I'd bet on that.
I'd bet under 5.5 in that. As soon as you said that, Nas came on, If I Ruled the World, and I don't think I heard that song in like 20 years. And then as soon as you said, ruled the world. No, it wasn't going to be that. But anyway, that's what I like. That would be my favorite play today, the under in the baseball game. Good luck, guys.
And by the way, Ed,
mm-hmm.
That 4-week winning streak.
Yeah.
Before we get too out of hand.
Right.
I don't bet more than $25.
You don't have to on parlays. That's what I do.
The most I've won was 280. Oh.
You don't have to put $500 on a parlay?
No.
The most I've won is $280.
You should have asked.
I'm not paying my mortgage with it.
No, that's what I do. I do parlays, especially in hockey, individual players. But I do 25, 20, or 20, 25 bucks.
Well, the good thing is, if you're betting illegally, you can pay somebody's mortgage. Your bookie will be happy. So,
no, I showed you. I hit one, mm-hmm. what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
The Jaguars parlay.
Was it an indie parlay?
Oh, Indy. That's right. It was Indy.
Yeah.
You
had Jonathan Taylor over. I remember that. Yeah.
It's easy for me to get addicted to things.
Yeah.
So $25 is all I want to do.
Mm-hmm. Hey, look, if I'm being...
My fear is I get a $500 bet.
Yeah, hit it.
And I hit it, and I'm like,
this is easy.
Whoa. See, 25, I'm not betting a lot. And when you're winning 260, you're not winning a lot either.
Right. I mean, that's, so, yeah. This is... Look, gambling is... I love gambling. It's been a part of my life, a big part of my life for the longest period of time. And if anybody asks me, I tell them, don't bet. I would tell you not to bet, not get into this. I mean, does it make it a little bit more interesting? Sure. But there are a lot of people that can't control what they're doing. There's a lot of shadiness in this industry.
The damaging is drugs, man.
And by the way, even doing what I'm doing where I started my own website and selling mm-hmm. picks and things like that, it doesn't matter if you're winning. You still get the most negative emails. You get shots taken at you, people calling you all kinds of things. It's, you know me, I take some of that stuff to heart at times. It's made me get thicker skin to deal with this stuff because mm-hmm. you get negative mail every single day. I don't think there's any other industry like this.
Nobody takes. Well, no, I don't believe. People rarely take the time to send positive feedback.
I got some subscribers.
I did it with that Raise the Baldy, the head shaving company, mm-hmm. because I got such good service from this woman, Rachel, that I had to email the company and just tell them they had a good employee. And they responded by sending me stuff.
That's cool.
Because it was so thankful. Because they said that. Nobody ever sends positive feedback. It's only negative.
Yeah, I sent positive feedback to Adam and Eve, but they didn't send me anything yet, Ed.
Did you?
Yeah.
Go to Lions then.
Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on the...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Man,
I got to say, the next question's got to be the easiest one that he's ever put up.
It is pretty easy.
Cooper Rush. 199.5 yards rushing. I'm going under on that.
I'm going under.
I don't think anybody's going to. I don't know if the Ravens as a whole, as a team, would have 199.
When's the last time a quarterback ran for 200 yards?
I think they're going to fool them.
You think so?
Yeah, because they think, okay, there's no Lamar. We don't have to defend him against the run. I think he gets about 205.
Man, that's just tough.
Come on, Joe, don't disappoint me, man.
Come on,
you gotta jump in and be a Richard, man. You can't. Don't disappoint me here.
Yesterday when you were gone, Rob called me the Don King of this show.
Did he? Only in America.
By the staring way, up stuff.
Yeah. By the way,
Don King was like a damn troll doll, and I have no hair.
Now I know why Joe picked Cooper Rush over 199 and a half rushing yards. Right. I heard twice in the update that Pat Ricard's coming back.
Right. It'll call him Cooper Pass.
And that's the encore for the day.
Encore brought to you by Lion's Den, as it is every day. Pleasure, passion, romance. Listen, we talk a lot of sports, especially football. But, you know, when's the last time you won? When's the last time you put on a good performance? It is entertainment. And I'm talking about the bedroom. Oh.
The French judge gave me bad grades.
You know what happens? Yeah. Then he goes somewhere else. Seriously, check out Lion's Den. It's a great place for adults. Pleasure, passion, romance. Bunch of locations in the Baltimore area or lionsden.com.
Let's go out to Towson and get Ed. What's going on, Ed?
Hey, fellas. How y'all feeling?
All right. Oh, well.
Look here, Jeremy. You going to a watch party with Dolemite, man. You don't know where you're going to wind up with that boy right there, man. I'm telling you.
I got so many stories of weird things happening when I'm out with Ed.
Oh, no. You with the King Daddy. You go somewhere with Pootie Tang, you mess around, wind up in some swings or something, bro. That's the man.
Latte Sapatow, man. Yeah.
There you go. But look, getting back to the, y'all were talking about Zach Orr for a minute. There are very few people, and Ed, you've been an administrator. There are very few people who get a job like that that young. I mean, who get a job like that when they're that young? So, I mean, I think maybe they couldn't think it through enough, and maybe nobody wanted the job. But that was when I heard he got that job. He got it kind of like by default.
Ed, who doesn't want to be defensive coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens?
I get it, but so it's early, though.
Zach Orr.
That was other people who applied for that. Anthony Weaver was one of the guys that applied for that. There were several applicants for that.
No, you're right. The age, man. That's a big job.
Just that's Harbaugh's guy. That's what he picks. He picks his guys, man.
You're right. You're right. Y'all be good.
You too. That's defensive coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens. Who doesn't want that job? Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. What we learned today, Ed Norris.
I learned a couple of things. Cam Scataboo, I don't know why he's Boo now. Doesn't spell that way, but I'll go with it. What an animal that guy is. As the Saint player said, it was mic'd up. This guy's an effing lunatic. It's like, he just knocks over linebackers when he's running. Takes on everybody. Carries three guys on his back. And then at the end of the game yesterday, after you saw it, he and Ryan Fitzpatrick he was shirtless. Scataboo just ripped his T-shirt in half and went without a tarp.
And then they bumped chests.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was just, he is, and I love Fitzpatrick, but Scataboo is going to be, he's definitely one of my favorite players already. It's and he's perfect for that city. They're going to love him. I mean, as much as it's wealthy, as people think, it's extraordinarily blue collar in football career. So they're going to love this guy. And the other thing I want to talk about, I love how people just botch the English language constantly. And I hear this constantly on sports talk, radio, TV. Efforting is not a verb. There's no such word. I
use it all the time.
Do you really?
Yeah. You know where I picked it up? I picked it up from the Dan Patrick
show.
That's
what I mean.
He would say, we're not a word. Guest.
Yeah, but you're not.
If you write it on your iPhone, it shows up red. It's not
Does
a word.
It really? Yeah. It's not a verb. It's never been a verb.
Do you think you're efforting it enough? Because when I effort it, it does show up in.
I use it too, but I also know it's not a word.
I never heard you say that.
I said it just to make fun of people.
Oh.
Like, you know, he's efforting
it. It's not a word. It's a noun. There's no verb form, and it's not a word. I looked it up. I was like, this can't be right. Sure. It's not considered a standard English word.
Can you see if panta is a word or cuber?
I'll give an example when I use it. Bateman.
Right.
The ball down the sideline, he stopped. I said, he was efforting towards
it. Trying.
So I use it to make fun of people, but I don't use it.
Yes. It's not a word.
It'll be put in the dictionary. Soon
you know, we're stupid enough as a country. Let's not make it easier for people to make fun of us.
Baltimore's own Angel Reese is to walk the Victoria's Secret runway on October the 15th in New York City. So she's making her Victoria's Secret debut. Today is National Angel Food Cake Day. Not a big Angel Food Cake fan. Today is also National Cake Decorating Day. My girl Emily would love that. She's a cake decorator. Today is National Handbag Day. And obviously, based on what I saw yesterday, men can chime in on that as well now.
Mm.
I saw a dude with a handbag. It's like, dude, that's
a handbag or a backpack.
No,
or
this a was, satchel.
Sling
this
bag.
This was. I'm gonna stop. Go. The day would have been Gus Williams' birthday. Brett Favre turns 56 today. Paul Puzlowski used to play for the Bills, right?
Linebacker.
Turns 41 right? today. And Troy Tulowitzki also turns 41 today.
It's a Polish birthday.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Pat the Back, Pat Burrell, share birthday today. Who is older, Joseph?
Burrell.
Burrell, okay.
Pat Burrell.
Pat Burrell. Mm. Is it Burrell or Burrell?
I think it's Burrell, but I could be wrong.
It's Burrell.
Too.
It's Burrell. That's what I thought. Burrell. Yeah.
I'm calling Burrell. His mama calling Burrell. I'll call him Burrell.
Well, he might be younger than.
Did you say Earnhardt?
Earnhardt Jr. and Pat the Bat.
I'm going to go with Earnhardt.
You going with Earnhardt? Pat the Bat turns 49 today. Pat Burrell. And Dale Earnhardt Jr. turns 51 today.
Oh, good pull. All right. What does Arnold Schwarzenegger call a colonoscopy?
A Cameron Diaz.
A Cameron Diaz, okay, a Cameron yeah. Diaz. Okay, now you got it. Yeah. I like dad jokes about eyes. The cornier, the better.
Oh,
the cornier, the better. All right. My son was doing his history homework, and he asked me, what do I know about Galileo? I said, he's a poor boy from a poor family. I came back from the zoo, and all they had was one dog. It was a Shih Tzu. It was a Shih Tzu.
We got it.
It's a double entendre for crying out loud. I asked my dad why he decided to buy a boat. He said there was a sale. Did you know that there's a fine line between a denominator and a numerator? Only a fraction of people will find this funny. That's where and less than half will get it.
So stupid.
That's a bad thing. Some people said it at home thinking, I don't get it.
Yeah, it's so stupid. I'm trying to find the best one I had here. Here you go. Came in second at second place in a Fidel Castro competition. Close, but no cigar.
Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful weekend. Go Ravens.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.